This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
That's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the well-rested employees at employee owner at Tab. He just got back from vacation. We welcome back. And happy to have him here. Help me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Good time to get online in the first hour. Usually it's a little harder in the second. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we're here to help you out. And, of course, we're on Facebook if you want to check us out and check out Dennis's tan. Not.
No
sun that way. No. Not a lot of sun there. It's okay. We're pasty way. We're going to continue that piece, pasty way computer geek complexion. That's what we are, who we are. That's what we do. Hey, we don't get outside. Come on, we're geeks. But get online and check us out and post your questions there if you like, and or send it to gethelp@tabinc.com. We're monitoring that as well. Or call us the old-fashioned way. But as usual and customary, we do have technology news for you.
We do.
What do you got there, Dennis?
It looks like, according to a story from Politico,
mm-hmm.
It looks like Department of Justice is closing in on Apple.
Uh-oh.
With an antitrust investigation.
Okay.
And they say they're on the verge of filing an actual lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
This involves a couple of things. The two that would most affect most people are the fact that you can't get an iOS app through any other source than Apple's own app store.
Right, side-loading is not really a thing.
Right, side-loading is, you can't do it.
Unless you're jailbroken.
Right, and even, Apple tries to prevent jailbroken phones from functioning correctly.
Right, right.
The other thing is you can't, if you're a developer, an app developer, you can't use anything other than Apple's own app store for payments inside of your app.
Right.
They don't allow any kind of other purchases. And, of course, they take their, 30%?
30%.
30% out of all that.
And you've got your app up. You've got your leveling tool on your Apple device, and you want to pay for the ability to do something else with that tool. If you do it within the app, even though Apple has nothing to do with it,
mm-hmm.
You must pay them 30%.
Yeah, and it's all the developer's work.
Right.
And Apple just cashes in every time. It's terrible. And it looks like that there's going to be an antitrust suit.
And the irony of this is, right, so I talked about this with my Amazon device, which is it's a Google device called a NVIDIA Shield, which is my streaming device. And if I want to rent an Amazon movie now through Prime on this device, I no longer can because Amazon was getting hit the same way from Google. So I'm assuming this antitrust suit will go after them too, I hope.
I would think so. This article just mentions Apple.
Yeah.
But it also does mention that the DOJ is looking at basically all of the big tech firms.
Right.
So I would expect that if they're going to do that to Apple, it's something's going to come down at Google too.
But the irony is here, I actually can go to my PC and go ahead and rent the movie. If you're an Apple devotee, you don't believe in PCs. You're Apple. You have drunk the Kool-Aid. Apple has you. You know, they got you completely. You can't go. You have to go to your friend's house and say, hey, Eric, can I borrow your PC so I can rent this because Apple wants to take 30%. So that's the issue.
That's a good question. How would you log into Apple's App Store with a Windows computer? I don't think you can do it.
Right. Yeah. So
that's worse.
Right. Well, that's the primary reason I've never been an Apple fan. They make good quality stuff, and everyone thought they were impervious, but you're not. And here you are now being, you know, locked into your ecosphere, and you like doing it. You enjoyed it. It was actually part of your culture. It was right. People wore as a badge. I'm an Apple guy. You're what? What are you? An Android guy? They would put their nose up to you and like, come on, you don't spend enough.
Yeah, I know. I know a lot of those guys. Yeah, they're terrible.
Well. I'm fighting for you guys. We don't think you should be paying the 30% VIG to Apple. In other Apple news, Apple employees claim they're doing exceptional work remotely as Tim Cook orders them back. They're probably wrong, according to Tim Cook.
Really?
Yes. Ooh. So the return to office wars continue to rage with Apple, wanting its employees back in the office, and workers are not having it. So there's a story here that I'll put up. This is, I think, from the Yahoo. It was a Yahoo Finance story, and I think it was coming out of Fortune. And basically, Tim is kind of cranky about the fact that the Apple people don't want to come back to work even 3 days a week. They're going to try to force you guys back on September 5th, and they're all saying no. Well, guys, I mean, the market's changing. A couple months ago, it seemed to be an employee-controlled market, but all these companies want you back to work. You can't stay remote forever. And there's been some interesting studies that have been happening. Apple's demands that employees return to their office have so far been met with steadfast opposition, with 76% of employees responding negatively to coming back. Now, they don't want to come back. They don't want to go in that big – didn't they build that monstrosity of a – was it them or was that Facebook's monstrosity circle thing? Was that?
That's Apple.
That's Apple?
The circular building is Apple.
Yeah, it's probably just empty. I mean, what are they doing with it? So they've done a study here that remote workers are wasting up to 67 minutes a day doing menial and unnecessary tasks just to prove to their supervisors that they are actually virtually engaged with their work, according to a July report from Catalog and GitLab. Whoever those guys are, in what authors coined digital presenteeism.
Presenteeism?
Digital presenteeism. More and more remote workers are feeling pressured into proving to their supervisors that they are visibly online, and in doing so, are adding an average of 5.5 of redundant work hours a week. So what in the old days, when your supervisor walked past your screen, you quickly would change your screen because you were surfing the internet, right? You just quickly change it. Oh, you can't see. And now you're back to work. Now what people have to do is do something sort of menial, something easy, but something that will send to the supervisor, hey, I'm still working. I got some news to break to you folks. There is technology out there that we are having to provide to our own clients that will monitor every keystroke, every character, every letter, every single thing you do on your computer throughout the day, like a VCR recording. Let me repeat that.
Oh, really?
You can act like you want to work all you want, but there are technologies out there that will cheaply VCR exactly what you're doing, so your supervisor can simply go back and see what you did all day or didn't do all day.
Wow.
Shaking the mouse is not enough.
Sounds like some people are really busted.
They're gonna get really busted, and you know, I remote work is great. We have that at a tab. We are a hybrid environment, and that's fine. And because we work on tickets, right? We have to get tickets solved. We can tell you if you're productive or not. But for those of you who are working in some other field, if you're out there supposed to sell whatever or do whatever for your job, if you're just sitting there watching The Price is Right, you know, watching the Showcase Showdown and wiggling your mouse, well, there's technology that companies like us can provide to our clients that can actually see if you're doing the job. So be careful what you wish for,
Because you might get it.
Yeah. And, you know, Tim is probably right. There's a lot of wasted time that's occurring, and he wants you back. And I heard the same thing with Jamie Dimon and Goldman Sachs. They're building some $3 billion building, and he's like, I'm not 70 floors. And he's like, I'm not going to have an empty building. You know, you need to get your butts back into work. So there's going to be some compromise here.
And Elon Musk had the same problem with some of his employees.
Yeah, he's like, if I got factory workers building the cars, their supervisors
the
should be here supervising.
Yeah,
right. You should be here. So we'll put the link up here. You can read the story, but just understand, this technology is very easy to watch what you're doing remotely, and it's coming, or it already is in place, and you don't even know it. And that's okay that you don't even know it, because it's the company's technology you're using.
Correct.
Right? They're not in existence to give you a job. You're there to work for them, right? And if you don't, then they can let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Careful. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We have two lines open for you. Feel free to get online. Also coming up at 10:05, we have our favorite geek down south there over at IT Pro TV. Wes Bryan will be joining us. He'll be talking about all the ways you can get connected. He's working on a network fundamentals course, and we'll be covering SD-WAN, DSL, MPLS, and all these technologies that are out there to get you connected, fiber, what have you. So stick around for that. So two lines open, 860-522-9842. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnon, one of the employee owners of Tab Computer Systems. He's happy to be in the office, right? A couple days a week.
Yeah.
3 days a week.
Yep.
So, because again, you got it. We have tickets. If you just think of what's his name there? Newman from Seinfeld and how he described the mail. You ever remember that?
I never really watched Seinfeld.
Hawa.
Yeah.
Hiya. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well,
then we're sorry.
So here it is, Carolyn. You're going to have to find that on YouTube. Go find the Newman clip where he describes how the mail doesn't stop coming. That's how our tickets work in IT. So we're going to have to get that together so we can have Dennis enjoy a little Seinfeld. Holy moly. You have, I think it's 10 years or so worth of Seinfeld that you could watch if you get nothing else to do.
Right.
Let's go on to your calls. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I met somebody who's never watched Seinfeld. Let's go to Steve. And where I think you're calling from is Little League World Series. Are you down there, Steve?
Yes, I am.
Very cool. How are things going down there?
Pretty good. I'm a temporary employee down there at this time.
Awesome. What are you doing?
We work in the area where the players stay and try to keep the people out and keep the players happy.
Awesome. What do you think about that kid saying ESPN didn't want that strike to happen? You hear about that controversy?
No, I haven't heard that one yet. I guess I'll find out about it.
Yeah, it was one of the not even worth it. But go ahead. What's going on with your IT question?
My IT question is this: I'm staying at a motel where the internet is kind of comes and goes.
All right.
And when it's not working, it says no internet, but I have three strong bars at the same time. On my cell phone, when it also goes out and says, cannot find IP address.
All right.
So I was wondering if you had any thoughts.
Well, if it's both devices that are being affected by the same problem, they're not getting an IP address or they're not passing through to the internet, then I would say that there's a problem with the hotel's gateway.
Oh, I believe that 100%. The only thing, I don't know if this helps or not, she says she can connect.
In the motel?
Yeah, but...
Motel owner.
Well, yeah, and they probably are on a separate network. What you're using is probably some kind of a Wi-Fi controller probably dishing out DHCP addresses on its own, and it's probably on something called a DMZ, which effectively makes it a separate network.
A guest
so
network.
She can't... She literally is not able to diagnose your problem by looking at how her computer works, because that's not even relevant to your setup.
Okay. That
so,
helps, I
yeah, that tells you nothing.
You could tell her to reboot the device. I mean...
Well, that was my thing.
That would be the first thing that I would ask them to do, is to reboot the Wi-Fi controller.
Okay.
And you probably have a lot of guests there, too, right? I mean, it's busy down there.
Well, you know, that was my thought, too, but on the other hand, they're probably not trying to get on there using their computers while they're here.
I wouldn't say that. I think a lot of people are walking through that building with phones and stuff that are intermittently connecting and reconnecting. And
they leave
and then they go out to the parking lot. They come back in and it reconnects. And you've got a lot of, it's all transitory. Mm-hmm. And that Wi-Fi controller can be overwhelmed by that.
Oversubscribed.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of a small motel. But anyway, I'll tell her to reboot and see what happens.
Tell her the guys in Connecticut told you to reboot. Well, have fun down there. You get the, isn't it the final game coming? It's Hawaii against who's they playing?
Hawaii is playing Tennessee today.
Nice.
And then there's the international Chinese against, I can't think of offhand, but whoever wins those two games will play tomorrow for the championship.
Sounds good. Enjoy. Have fun.
I will. Thank you.
All right, Steve. Thanks for checking in.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, there was some weird controversy where there was a strike that was not called. And a couple runs came in for one of the teams, and the kid is all hot. The coach comes walking up, and there's a hot mic, and the coach happened to be hot mic'd, and the kid's like, "Yeah, ESPN was, you know, they want to make sure this is a close game."
it's wow!
Poor kid's 12, and he's already got conspiracy theories in his head. it's like, geez, guys. Let's go on to Susan in West Springfield next, giving us an update. Hey, Susan, what's going on?
Hi there. I'm actually just calling to follow up on a call that when I spoke with you last week about my new phone not connecting to my Apple CarPlay.
Yeah.
Right.
So I went to the dealership, and long story short, my car is not compatible with the type of cord that comes with the Apple phone.
Oh, my God.
That was a
really?
It was a USB-C cord.
Oh.
And my car is only compatible with the USB cord, which was why my old cord from my old phone was working.
Uh-huh.
So they said, just use your old cord in your car for the USB, you know, with the plain USB. It's a lightning USB.
Did it work?
And, yeah, it's been working fine. And
okay.
They said, just use the USB-C cord when I'm charging the phone, you know, at night, because it's a much faster...
Oh, but you're not going to get any charge, though, while you're using it.
Oh, it won't charge up. It's going to deplete.
When I'm in the car.
Oh. Mm,
that's not good.
That's not good at all.
Hmm.
Well, I don't... you know, I'm retired. I don't drive all that much, so
okay.
I can... And the new phone holds a charge so much better than our old one, so...
Well, yeah, a new battery's going to do that for you.
Yeah, so I don't think that's going to be an issue, but I really wanted to be able to use my Apple CarPlay in the car.
Well, so. Susan, thank you so much for the update.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
All right, see you next week.
Okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Carolyn's going to play that little clip for Dennis from Seinfeld, so he understands what I'm talking about. Because basically, this is what we live as geeks. Go ahead there, Carolyn.
What records?
Newman and I are going partners, selling used records.
Records down on Bleecker, they pay big cash for used records.
Yeah, so we thought if you had any of those big, you know, old-fashioned, useless records just, you know, lying around,
you take them off your hands.
This isn't quite the part
I
was waiting for.
Well, what do you do for a living, Newman?
I'm a United States postal worker.
Aren't those the guys that always go crazy and come back with a gun and shoot everybody?
Sometimes.
Why is that?
Because the mail never stops. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. There's never a let-up. It's relentless. Every day it piles up more and more and more, and you've got to get it out. But the more you get out, the more it keeps coming in. And then the barcode reader breaks, and it publishes clearinghouse.
All right.
That's
just
how geeks feel.
Take the records. They're in the bedroom. Take them. Take anything you want.
I get it.
That's how geeks feel, right?
I get it.
Every ticket.
Tickets just keep coming.
They keep coming and they keep coming. You got to get them out. And then it's a big disaster day and you have a P1s and 17 servers are down at the same time. Right? I mean, that's our life as geeks.
That happens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think of that clip every time we are buried in tickets. And you never know when the bury is going to happen because there's some sort of instance, right? Whether it be Microsoft and their exchange issues, right? Where every exchange server on the planet is hackable. No matter what version you have, you know, when those types of things occur, it's like Publishers Clearinghouse
or Microsoft puts out an update to Office that borks Outlook
across the entire system.
Every time somebody launches it, the splash screen comes up that tells you that it's loading, and then it goes away.
It just goes away.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you have 9,000 people calling.
9,000 calls coming in for the same thing.
Do you know why Outlook doesn't work? Yes. I mean, you can thank Microsoft. Well, that's not good enough. How do you fix it? I don't know. They're the ones that broke it.
Literally.
So it's crazy. But that's, you got to watch some, Seinfeld. But feel free to get online, guys. Four lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. I've been saying that 800 number for like 30 years. So get online, 860-522-9842. We'll help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. But as we wait, We always have technology news for you. So what else you got going on, Dennis?
Well, speaking of calls that come in.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
yes.
This is a story about a startup that is helping call centers that are hosted in other parts of the world.
Offshore.
One of the major problems that we all face when we call companies' call center, a lot of times they're not in the United States. You're talking to somebody from India or the Philippines, who knows where in the world. And you can't even always understand them. Well, this company is, they came up with an AI that will digitally modify what that person says, and then you hear it with an American accent instead of whatever accent that that person has.
They're auto-tuning American.
That's right. It's like auto-tune for call centers.
That's interesting and scary at the same time.
Yeah, it's scary because what it's going to do, one of the complaints is, it's going to keep a lot of these call centers in other parts of the world because the major reason why a company would open one here instead of, you know, in India, is because customers complain that they can't understand the person.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And that's going to just like foster what is already a very dysfunctional business line.
Yep.
And
these guys are going to make $1 billion at this.
Oh,
works.
I'm sure they're going to make a fortune.
And just imagine being smart enough to understand what the caller, what the person's saying. You can't, but the system can. Auto-tune it. And then send it to you.
Resend it in real time so that you can actually carry on a conversation using it.
Without delay. That's the key here. Voice over IP has issues as it is.
Yes.
Just dealing with quality of service, QoS, and packet loss, and all the issues that happen with VoIP. Now you're going to auto-tune VoIP and understand it to auto-tune it. Right, because if you do dictation, my wife had an issue with her girlfriend and a dictation text that she got that was wildly inappropriate, but it wasn't what the person said. The dictation misunderstood. So how is this technology better? In other words, it's able to understand the person, or does it need to understand the person? Maybe it just kind of smooths out the syllables or the syllables.
I'm not entirely sure exactly what it does, but it does alter the voice, and it does it in real time. It just sounds amazing to me.
Yeah, and it does solve a big issue. And like you said, it's going to continue offshoring. If it does work, those offshore folks are going to be there. I think we talked about this last week about even coding. And, you know, the coders in America can make $100,000 a year if you're a good coder. But if you're in India, you're going to make $8,000 a year, and you're still going to live like a king. I got a feeling it's an American company, probably, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, obviously, we want to understand those folks because it can be difficult. All right. In other news, again, phone call. Feel free to get online. I know Wes is coming in at 10:05, but we have till 10 o'clock here. 860-522-9842 is the number, and then Wes Bryan will be joining us, and we'll talk about getting connected and all the ways you can get connected. And basically, it's a network fundamentals course that he's looking at and working on. But another news, I don't think we brought this up last week or not. Office users are really going to hate this annoying new Microsoft 365 intrusion. So now ads are appearing for Microsoft 365 in Office 2021. Oh. So they're trying to sell you aspects of Microsoft's products
that you already presumably own.
Maybe not, though.
Oh.
The limited time offer promotes 3 months of Microsoft 365. So they're basically marketing to you while you're using the Office technology. So they're trying to tell you to rent it rather than own it. You can still buy Office. I'm sorry, you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pay for it once. It works. It still works fine. But of course, Microsoft's got you. And for some reason, they think they can advertise while they've got you, while you're working on your Word document. You know, this is just typical. I mean, how desperate are you, Microsoft? Can you just get out of our faces? We bought your tool. We're going to use it to write our whatever or do our spreadsheet. We really don't need you to start advertising while we're working on this tool. I mean, imagine, again, your hammer. As you're hammering the nail, hey, by the way, you could rent this hammer for 99 cents a day rather than buy it. And it'll hammer just the same. But you can pay for it over and over and over again for the rest of your life. It's just getting ridiculous. So we'll put the link up here. You can read that. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say they want people to be subscribing.
Right.
They don't want to get a few hundred dollars from you every 5 or 6 years.
Or even 10
they
years.
They want $100 every single year out of you.
Right. I think I told you the story. I met a prospect last week who hated monthly costs, but he was paying basically $1,700 a month for a hosted server rather than just buying a server. So $1,700 a month for a server. Yeah. Which equates to $129,000 over a 6 year period. And somehow that's okay. I don't know.
If I had $129,000 mm-hmm. to spend on a server for 6 years.
Right. I know.
I mean, I would just have money to burn.
Yeah, you could buy two luxury cars, a couple Teslas.
I could build half a Cray supercomputer for that.
Right.
Come on.
So there's a lot of money. What we're pointing out to you is there's a lot of money in this rental, this cloud technology, which is fine. People do the same thing with phone systems, right? Same idea. Somehow... you've been convinced that paying $20 a month for your phone on your computer, on your desk, is a deal. But if you have 50 people doing that and you're paying that every month, your phone system got ridiculously expensive. Just take that monthly cost and multiply it by 10, even 15, which is when we put in new phone systems for our clients. Some of those systems are 35 years old. They bought them 35 years ago. And the idea that they would have rented for at $20 a pop per person for 35 years would have been, the guy would have been thrown out of the building for recommending it. For some reason, people aren't doing the math these days. And they're like, okay, I guess that's the way I got to go. I don't know how many more widgets you got to sell to cover the cost of your phone system, but or even whatever else you want to do with your business. Why would you want to give it to somebody to rent phones at $20 a pop? It's kooky, but that's what we're dealing with. Feel free to get online, guys. 860-522-9842. We won't do that to you.
No.
I just can't sleep at night doing
That's not our shtick around here.
No, we try to avoid that. If you really want it, fine. I mean, we've had people that really want it that way, but that's fine. I did find an interesting article. We've talked about this for many, many years. I'm not very handy, as you guys know. I can't even change my oil. But we all have our skill sets. There's a technology out there that is finally coming to help us out. Those of us who don't know what's going on, when you get it, some sort of check engine light, right? When you get a check engine light on your car, it could be something really minor. It could be like a loose gas cap.
Yes.
Or it could be.
Yeah, I've had that happen to me.
Or a multi-$1,000 repair, but it just says check engine. So you have to go over to maybe AutoZone or someplace and have them plug in their ODBC reader to read the error. Now, we're in computers. We read errors constantly every day.
Sure.
But for some reason, the car industry doesn't want to tell you what your error is.
They don't?
They don't seem to.
Hmm.
There is a new technology out there. Lemur Vehicle Monitors basically gives you a Bluetooth ODBC plug that you can plug into your ODBC receiver underneath your steering wheel. There's this weird-looking plug under there, and it's called an ODBC. And then you connect it to the app, and your check engine light error will be read to you.
Really?
Yes. Doesn't mean you're going to be able to fix it. I wouldn't be able to fix it, but at least you know when you're getting some sort of error. Like there was a trip, we went to Outer Banks and we had an error on our transmission for our Honda. It was shifting fine, but when you have an error on your transmission you're 1,000 miles away,
you're going to be a little nervous about that. Yeah.
But I'd be like, well, we're still driving, okay, so let's go. what could go wrong? And I was right. It was just a sensor in the transmission that was bad. So it wasn't anything to freak out about. However, the warning was really scary on the dashboard. Nothing like driving home and wondering if you're just going to go, freeze up. So you can get this technology. It's Lemur Bluetooth. You plug it in there, and it'll tell you, ODB2. Close is the interface.
And I was going to say ODBC is something else.
It is something else. You can say that, Dennis. You can correct me, please. Don't let me spout nonsense on the radio. Come on, there's enough of that going on. ODB2 is the issue here, and you can go ahead and get the information onto your cell phone, and you know whether or not you're either going to freeze up your transmission or you're not. I think that's handy. So I'll put a link up there for you guys. You can read about it and see if it makes sense for you, especially if you have an older car, because nobody can afford to replace their car these days.
Oh, right.
So repairing them is key. And you want to go with the power to say to the mechanic, this is what's wrong.
Right. You can contain your bill in advance.
Exactly. Uh-oh. We got Jeff in South Carolina on the line. Hey, Jeff, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's going on, my friend?
Oh, man, I talked to you last week. I was telling you about South Carolina had scholarship programs to teach you A-plus and
yeah.
Network Plus. And, okay, I got an email the other day. A gentleman got a project going on here, and he's trying to – it's a two-and-a-half-week project, and he also trying to hire 30 other techs.
Nice.
But I'm trying to do I know I'm qualified for it because basically he wants someone to go in and set passwords for his company and show him how to set passwords. Any technical problems, he said he just want us to elevate it to the next level.
Yeah.
Which sounds perfect for me. But my problem is I worked off and on in the IT area, doing backups and, matter of fact, teaching classes myself to seniors.
Yeah.
And then I got out. I'm retired military. And basically, I've been working for the census off and on doing different projects.
Yeah. Whenever
they have a project, they'll call me.
Right.
And it may be 5 months, 8 months. But I don't know how to put this darn resume together.
The resume of what you've done to say I can do this job?
Right. And, you know, because the way it's, you know, I've been working with the census longer than, you know, an IT field, you know, over the course of the years. I got out of service in 95.
Yeah.
And I've been off and on in IT field.
Well, the key,
I don't know who to call. Let me call Tab.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Well, we would want you to highlight the things that you know. Right?
Right.
Your census work, we already know you're retired. So if you would send that type of thing to us, we would look at whatever skill sets you're going to put down relative to what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and note that you work in the military. I mean, we look for that too when we're hiring. We think that's awesome. And those people tend to show up. I'll just put it at that. And so I would tell you to put the military information down there and put whatever technical relevance to the project that you could bring. And I'm telling you right now, people are just looking for people to show up. And I'm telling you, military people show up. So if you can...
Do I need to put the dates that I... dates are all jacked up because I worked, you know, census. I might work this year and I might not work next year.
Right. It's okay.
Well, what I think I would do, and mm-hmm. I'm not a professional resume writer,
no.
So do not take this as any kind of expertise.
Right.
I would create one entry for the work that you did for the census,
yeah,
and just put in your starting year, the first time you did it for them, and then say till present, because I guess you're still doing it.
Right.
And then inside that, you describe the fact that you did a lot of contract jobs for them,
mm-hmm.
and then in bullet points, list the kinds of things that you did so that people know what the skills are that you brought to that.
Right. And then in your
you just have one, it looks like just one job entry,
right?
Even though you had lots of little jobs with them.
Are you on LinkedIn, Jeff?
No, I
have. Oh, you got to get onto LinkedIn
because I really wasn't that serious about it. But then when I went to this class and started learning all over again about computers, it got
good.
My interest.
Well, then do it. Update your LinkedIn because that's also a place that I go. And employers will go to see this information. And you put your information there. You put your military service in there. And you update that you're interested, open to work, and you're interested in, you know, staying active. You know, people like you are coming back out into the workforce because we got so many folks who are staying on their butts and not in the workforce. So we need folks like you to come back and get into this. So I bet you're going to find they'll hire you. Actually, I want to hear how it goes because, you know, get that thing updated and get in there, man.
Yeah, I am. I was supposed to get it in the other day, and I was sitting at the table because the as far as putting the references in there, I couldn't remember the supervisors. I mean, I get hired out of Atlanta,
right?
Because I thought I was in there, so I just put the director's name down there, phone number,
yeah.
And told
that,
them,
would,
"Hey, I'm a
that would be
person.
Smart."
Yeah, you know what? Use us as a reference.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you a good reference.
Hey, you probably would.
I would.
But it reminds me of this story.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
The preacher told this lady, he said, I think you're coming down with Alzheimer's, you know, because you seem to be forgetting a lot. You need to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And she said, I don't need to go to the doctor. I went to the doctor last week, and he told me what was wrong with me. And then preacher said, what was wrong with you? She said, I can't remember.
I got that one. I got that one.
I thought you would get that one.
Yeah, it was a good one. That was right at my level.
I appreciate your help.
Yeah, good luck, Jeff. I mean, and I'm serious. Feel free to put us down as a reference. You got
okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, and if you find me on LinkedIn, that's where I'll be. Go ahead and link in with me. And okay. And that's something you can do to build in your network. LinkedIn is very important. It's Microsoft. I know it's creepy. Simple as it is, but it is the most professional social networking system that is out there. And if you want people to know you're interested in work and what your skill sets are and who you're linked in with and how that network can be beneficial, it's important to do that.
If anybody is even thinking about hiring you for something, almost the first thing they're going to do is go to LinkedIn and see if you're there.
And contrary on the other side there, people who don't find you out there are going to be like,
yeah,
maybe he's not that serious. Maybe he's not, and especially in technology, right? If you're not in there in technology, it's like, okay, interesting.
Well, this guy that's doing the hiring, I'm not on LinkedIn, and I explained to him exactly what I just got through explaining to you.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, send me your resume.
Yep.
And so I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
And
Jeff, you're going to show up, right? You're going to show up, right? You're going to show up.
That's right. I'm going to show up.
That's half the thing.
Half the battle right there, the people that show up.
Exactly. And then
the ones that might get the break.
And then you just follow some.
I have a blessing on my life, you know?
Yeah, you get follow the instructions and you're good to go.
Right.
All right, man.
Okay, I will.
All right, thanks very much, Jeff. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
I will. And thanks, guys. I appreciate all you've done for me.
We're doing our best. Thank you, Jeff. Talk to you soon.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. So that's Jeff in South Carolina getting back in the workforce. I'm excited for
him. Good for him.
We need more people. We need more geeks.
We need geeks out there.
We got one
more.
Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. Coming up after the news, Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV will be talking about all the ways to get connected, whether it's MPLS, DSL, fiber. We'll be chatting about it. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.